The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right. So, you know, we had a saying in naturopathic medical school. And when I'm introduced that way with the best of conventional and Western medicine, it's true. I grew up the daughter of two pharmacists, had a lot of conventional Western medicine experience when I became a bachelor degree nurse, worked in that arena for a long time. And then I was like, hey, I think there might be something more. So I became a naturopathic doctor. But yes, in naturopathic medical school, we had, we started a saying, I mean, if you want to heal a person, okay, heal the gut. Now, at the end of this segment, ladies, if you're listening out there, and men who love you, if you're listening, I'm going to talk about the gut and its possible connection to hot flashes. And then in doing so, hey, can we mitigate these vasomotor symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats, these things that are symptoms associated, I would say, with normal hormonal changes, perimenopause and menopause, sometimes getting earlier and earlier. Can we make a difference if we look a little deeper? All right. So, and of course, I've written about digestive issues like intestinal permeability or the layperson term, which you might understand more, the leaky gut syndrome and all of its complications various times in the past decade. But guess what? It's come time again for me to talk about it because I have been Then my first book came out, Creating Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And it was all about, hey, let's not look first at replacing the HRT. Let's look at restoring function first. Because I wanted to understand, why are we so symptomatic during these normal hormonal transitions? What the heck is going on? And so because of that book, I started to see a lot of women in my practice. And I still see a healthy amount of women, but I see men and kids too. But so, you know, they started to come and I deal with this all the time. So let's just talk about, so intestinal permeability basically describes a cascade of symptoms and disorders that stem from the small intestine's semi-permeable membrane becoming excessively permeable for a variety of reasons. And when this happens, it allows the infiltration, because usually it's semi-permeable, because we would just want enzymes and vitamins and minerals that we've digested successfully to get into our bloodstream and help our body work. But when this becomes excessively permeable, it allows the infiltration of microbial and metabolic toxins, as well as undigested food, into the bloodstream. Now, the symptoms that follow include fatigue, immune deficiency, food allergies, asthma, eczema, and intestinal permeability may also be a contributor to other modern illnesses such as insulin resistance, obesity, neurotransmitter disorders. So that happens to do with the way that we feel, our moods, autoimmune disorders, and even cancer. All right. So in fact, it may account, if you have this issue, this permeability issue in your gut, for 50% of chronic illnesses. All right. Now, one symptom that I have not linked to intestinal permeability in the past, but I am talking about it right now, is vasomotor symptoms. As I said, hot flashes and night sweats. An overlooked aspect, in my opinion, of inflammation. So here's the story as I see it. Intestinal permeability stimulates a classic hypersensitivity response to undigested foods and to components of the normal gut flora that are leaked into the bloodstream because they're supposed to be in our gut. They're not supposed to be in our bloodstream, okay? That tube is very, 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 very tight in its permeable and what it lets out. So stuff needs to stay in our gut, not in our bloodstream. When it happens, it creates what I would term a non-specific activation of our inflammatory pathways through inflammatory mediators, okay? So those are things like TNF-alpha, produced mainly by macrophages, mediates acute inflammation by helping to stimulate the inflammatory response in endothelial tissue cells, okay? It also helps white blood cell migrate into the tissue space and helps macrophages secrete other inflammatory cytokines, okay? So the inflammation is rolling and running, all right? This is really all part of the body's response to inflammation. So another thing that happens, though, when you've got this inflammation is something called, all right, wait for it, diapedesis. That's right. I'm going to spell it for you. Just, I love this word, diapedesis. It's DIAPEDESIS. Well, what is that? And what does it have to do with the gut and also then these vasomotor symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats? Well, let's put it all together, all right? Diapedesis is basically the passage of blood cells through the intact wall of the capillaries, all right? So we're talking about vasomotor, we're talking about capillary function, and it accompanies an inflammatory reaction. So it's basically vasodilation. These are vasodilation, vasomotor symptoms, hot flashes and night sweats. You get that flush, almost kind of like you had a niacin flush, if you've ever felt that. So, you know, when you think about what are common things that are recommended either on Dr. Google or from a good practitioner to avoid hot flashes and night sweats, think about spicy foods, alcohol, dairy products, sugar, etc., to try to mitigate these hot flashes, vasomotor symptoms, etc. But I have been starting to get fantastic results when I go back to my core curriculum as a naturopathic doctor and really focus on quote unquote healing the whole. Okay, that's the hole that starts at your mouth and the hole that ends way back there, because it has so much to do with your overall health. So if you think about inflammation, if you think about vasodilation, diapedesis, and your hot flashes and night sweats, here's what we need to do. Yes, there's hormone therapies that are available. Yes, there's incredible studies on black cohosh, especially remifemin. But if you put yourself on a, I would say, highly anti-inflammatory, low antigen diet, so like a blood type diet for about 40 days, okay? Also, probiotics, we're gonna heal that gut. Things like glutamine. So glutamine is the preferred fuel source for those little enterocytes. And so if your gut has become permeable, we can take glutamine, and 5 to 10 milligrams throughout the day, would be lovely to start healing that tissue. Okay. We want to remove certain, things that are causing that. So also think about biocidal, I would say, things like oregano oil. Okay. So oregano oil will remove the antigens, whether it's bacterial inflammation, yeast infections, candida, non-candida forms of yeast. We want to replenish with good bacteria. We want to repair the gut. And then we want to start getting those nutrients in that might have been depleted through having this chronic inflammation because of hyperpermeability, and we want to replete those. All right. So that's the big, we got to look a little bit deeper, because I always say, hey, we've got normal hormonal transitions, whether it's starting your period as a young girl in puberty, which by the way is happening 2 years earlier than it was 20 years ago, all this estrogen dominance, which is very inflammatory in our society, then having a normal menstrual cycle should be normal. Going into perimenopause, which is just the opposite of puberty, we're just having those hormonal fluctuations that are declining naturally. And then getting into menopause where, hey, it's just a shift from the body that, you know, is so geared towards taking care of from a biological perspective. It's a shift into our higher brain centers, more intuition, more creativity. But guess what? We're having these symptoms. And it's my job to go ahead and look at all of the just every single one of the contributing factors. Sure, adrenal status is important, but I think low-grade inflammation and having hyperpermeability issue are things that doctors really need to start, and you need to start looking at if you are having especially the vasomotor symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats, which, by the way, can become a true burden and anchor on your quality of life because they disrupt sleep, all right? So you gotta look in, are you having digestive issues? Are you having undigested food in your stool? Have you taken antibiotics for a while? Do you know that you have gas and bloating? You might have hyperpermeability, you might wanna go see a naturopathic doctor. They'll be able to do some tests to confirm our clinical suspicions. You can go to www.naturopathic.org. I wanna thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. You can follow us on Facebook or like us on Twitter, all that stuff, at Your Radio MD. So I want to thank Kevin, my tech, who always keeps us on the straight and narrow, and you all stay well.